Here, we will tell you what the city of Iesa was like and how its inhabitants lived. Iesa was a large city, occupying about 20 hectares of land, and only Terraco and Emporium surpassed it in size. Roman cities were built on a well-planned urban model. One of the key elements was the wall that enclosed the entire urban area, which was accessed through gates. The urban fabric in the area of the archaeological park was defined by three types of roads: the Cardo Maximus, and a secondary Cardo, which went from the north to south and through the intervallum, parallel to the wall. These roads defined islands of houses, the insulae, with a wide actus. Within this area, two islands have been partially excavated. In one, there is a set of houses where a large domus stands out, a manor house from imperial times, above modest and older republican houses, and in the other, some public baths. A considerable part of the city wall has additionally been excavated, and the remains of a building have been uncovered, which has been interpreted as a hostel outside the walls and a late ancient cellar, which has also been found in the Cardo. What has not yet been located is the Forum, a large public square in the centre of the city where the official monuments and buildings were located and where most of the public events took place. The Forum could be under the houses of the current Gisona and at a point yet to be determined. As for the domestic life of the city's inhabitants, in the museum you can see a good collection of objects that archaeology has left for us: ceramic tableware and amphorae to prepare meals and transport and store food, loom weights and spindles for making fabrics, bone objects for a variety of types of functions, metal objects such as iron for making tools for productive practices, lead for pipes and conduits, bronze, gold and silver for more valuable objects, and glass objects, glasses, plates and bottles.